Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, let's talk with Coach Gina, a weekly radio show for the working woman. We cover topics such as family, life skills, wellness, and business. You can catch us every Wednesday live from 8 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. At any time, click on the archive to listen to a previous episode. We are glad you have joined us. Take a deep breath, relax, and enjoy. Here's your host, Coach Gina Brown.
Good evening to Ladies Let's Talk. My name is Gina Brown, your host, and I am grateful and happy to be here with you. If you're listening live or to an archive, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Tonight we are talking about having fun and being playful. As you know, this show is for women about women, and we're always on the go. We'll have a little bit of a different format, getting input from other people and what they say is important to them as it relates to having fun and being playful and what it does to them and for them. Also, getting a little feedback and some tips on how you can incorporate this into your everyday. I don't know if you would want to call it regiment or what have you, but studies show that it is really important that you have fun, you look for to be joyful and happy and playful, and it is, I've been talking to so many people in the last couple of weeks. We're in the new year, it's 2015, and feeling a little overwhelmed, and when you're a business person, businesswoman, you want permission sometimes to have a little fun. Everyone is so serious and on the grind and setting goals and getting it done and getting a checklist, and maybe the checklist isn't even created yet, so you're already stressed out about that. And there's so many reasons and so many factors as to why you're just not enjoying life right now, or you're not enjoying yourself or enjoying the family or whatever. So on this show, it's dedicated to you. I give you permission to have some fun. Exactly. So in that, the professional working woman is has a lot of responsibilities. Oh, yeah, you're managing, you're making decisions, you are if you're an entrepreneur, you're doing your sales, your marketing, your customer service, your billing, your budgets, everything, right? That can be overwhelming. And you might be a mom, a wife, a spouse, and boy, you're like, when do I have any time for me? And when do I have time to have a little fun or relaxation? So let's talk about it. Ladies, let's talk. That's what this radio show is about. That's where it stemmed from. Talking and working it through, getting some great tips, promotion, education, inspiration, all of those wonderful things just to help you one step further to get through what you're getting through, going through, or to help encourage you along the way. How does that sound? So we're going to share a little bit, and then I'm also going to give you some comments and suggestions from our listeners out there and share a little poem that I wrote on this topic. Way cool. And if you have anything out there, tweet hashtag LLT Radio. LLT Radio. That's for Ladies Let's Talk. And I'd love to search for those comments that you have on what you're doing that's having fun, or, you know, just see what you're up to. Send a tweet out and we'll get the info on what you're up to. Now, the research has spoken. Yes, we have talked. We have shared. We have demonstrated. We have proven that having fun is an important part of stress management. Ding! Because studies have shown that wonderful health and stress relief benefits to have some fun, which a lot of times incorporate or include laughing and giggling and sharing and releasing. And if having fun to you is playing a sport or competition or working out or any of those things, then that is included as well. And as women, we need to get together more often because we get energy from each other, positive energy. It charges us up. It's a necessity. We need it. And it really makes a difference on how we perform and how we show up for our family. Great benefit. So here are three tips for you to learn, to have fun, be playful, and share. Tip number one, why don't you invite people over, your girlfriends, 1, 2, 5, 10, who knows, however many you can handle. Don't worry about the house being clean. Shove everything in the spare bedroom or what have you, and just have some fun. Say, hey, I'm going to have a get-together. Come over. Bring some wine. And, man, when's the last time you've done that? Has it been a while? Well, if it has, we're in the beginning of the year. Change your ways. Get the newness out and see how it shifts for you. See how it can relax you. See how you have similar interests or common situations that you're going through. There's so many great discoveries in doing that share time. And you don't have to pay for it. Parking or a restaurant or tips and all that stuff, it usually can be very inexpensive and affordable to just have some girlfriends come over and hang out for a little while. Tip number two, tell jokes. Chain emails with jokes on them, they are just not the same. Have some fun time, laugh, comedy. If you're not a joke teller, which I am not, go watch a comedy show. They're on YouTube. You can get it for free. Find a movie that is really funny that'll make you laugh. And, oh, my gosh, it is so much fun. And, man, by the time it's over, you're like, oh, I feel so much better. Things look different. Why is that really, really red when I thought before it was gray? You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean. So that's tip number two. Tell jokes. Tip number three, kind of like tip number one, but a little bit of a different twist and more intentional purpose. It is have game night. Well, this could be with your family, or it could be with the girls, or it could be co-ed. Maybe you have couples and invite people over and play some games, have appetizers if you don't want to cook, or tell them to bring a dish, and maybe it's Taboo or Pictionary or who knows what it is that's fun. Maybe it's a game on Xbox or Nintendo. I don't know. The whole point is getting together and what? Have fun. Exactly. And if you are thinking right now to me, thinking as I'm speaking, saying, I don't have time for this, that's the point. The point is make time. Once a month, once a quarter, get it in there. You have 4 weeks in a month, and you're telling me that you don't have one night for 2 or 3 hours to invest in yourself to have some fun? Are you kidding me? And if that's a serious, serious problem, then either you have a time management problem or you have a problem allocating, because I'm sure you can shift things around to make it work. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. also, in the humor thing, you can play little games within that and write your own jokes and tell them to the group, and then the group can say which one was the best joke. Have fun with it. Just, you know, enjoy life. Life is short, and it's not guaranteed. It's not promised, and everyone's stressed out. And that's why I decided to have tonight's call about having fun, being playful, and having joy. It is important, and most of us are missing the step. It is this or that, or this or that, or this or that. But what about you? And you're like, oh, I'll get to me later. But later is now. So I encourage you to think about it and do something about it, because you deserve the best, don't you think? Don't you think so? Well, I definitely think so. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I am going to read some of the comments that our listeners have shared on how they deal with or what how having fun impacts them or means to them or what they do. And then also, I would like to invite you, if you are a person that has a topic or product that is centered around women, feel free to contact and submit a inquiry, Gina.com. See if you are a good fit to be a guest to interview on our weekly show. That would be fantastic, CoachGina.com. So having said all those wonderful things, we're going to take just a quick commercial, and we'll be right back after these messages.
If you're like most people these days, you're busy. You don't have time to sit in traffic on the way to a Social Security office and then wait in line for your number to be called. That's why we want to help you make the most of your time when you need to do business with Social Security. If you need to reach us by phone, you can call 1-800-772-1213. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can expect a shorter wait if you call after Tuesday. Automated phone service is available 24 hours a day. The fastest and most convenient way to do business with Social Security is online at www.socialsecurity.gov. From planning to applying for benefits, there's so much you can do at www.socialsecurity.gov. That's www.socialsecurity.gov.
And we are back. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Gina Brown, your host of Ladies Let's Talk Radio. Tonight, we are talking about having fun and being playful. We are in the beginning of the year 2015, and there are so many exciting things going on in our culture, in our society, in our world, in our space, in our families, in our communities. And in that causes us to eliminate having fun. Business owners, business women, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, especially omit this step in a daily, weekly, monthly regimen of your regular in and out coming and goings. So let's talk about that. Have some fun. Why don't you schedule a vacation for this year? Where do you want to go? Somewhere tropical and warm, or do you want to go somewhere cold and icy and do some skiing or snowboarding or something like that? You know, take a look and think about these things. Life is short, so you need to just take advantage of what you have and make the best and have some fun. So having said that, Angie from San Francisco says that being joyful and playful allows her to release stress, and her fondest moment at work of having fun with her work friends was when they all went to lunch together and they were dream building and telling stories about their family. Thanks, Andy. That was awesome. Thanks for sharing. Another story comes from Rebecca. Rebecca is from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where it is cold right now. She says being joyful and playful allows her to be creative, dream, laugh, and respond with kindness. That's awesome. Yes, when you're having fun, you know, you can respond to people, questions, et cetera, demands with a little bit more ease and kindness and probably calmness too. Let's see, Julie. Julie says she's from Austin, Texas, that being joyful and playful allows her to have fun with her two kids. Mm-hmm. Probably some extra energy in there too. And then the last one is Kim. Kim is calling, made her comment from Denver, Colorado. And being joyful and playful allows her to exhale. Ooh, I can feel that. And walk with a bounce, and she smiles a lot. I can see that. I can feel that. Bouncing, walking with that bounce, with confidence, you know, life is good. You have things to do, but, you know, you'll get them done. And just your perspective mindset is so much different. Fabulous. Who do you know that needs to have fun in your life? At work, your family, your friends. Who do you know that being playful, having fun, being joyful could really, really make a difference? So if you're listening to this podcast right now, share that with them. Tell them, lighten up. You need to have some fun. But give them some suggestions on how to do that, what to do. Don't be, like, so offensive where you're, like, downgrading them. But, it you know, you might not even be aware that you're not having fun because you're so in the moment that you're just in the moment of getting the next thing done. But we need to get off our treadmill, so to speak, and smell the roses. And they really do smell good. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. My name is Gina Brown, your host, and I'm the host of Ladies Let's Talk Radio and Fabulous 15. You can catch Fabulous 15 in the morning of Morning Motivation. You can also tweet your greatest moments that's happening in your space right now at hashtag Fabulous15. And we'll share those comments on air in the morning time. So before we go, unless you have any questions, give me a call. Love to share and mingle with you. Give a call at 760-683-2660. And the switchboard, raise your hand, and we'll get you on the air. However, here is a poem for you to think about. And it goes like this, having fun and being playful. Sound familiar? Having fun is such a joy. It releases the tension going on. The pressures of life can be managed from having fun and singing a song. Having fun, women have demands of family, career, and community. How to relax and chill. Invite friends over that will get you over the hill. It's up to you, my sister. Balance. It sure releases a ton. Play, joy, talking, sharing, all have a place. Incorporate it. It sure will put a smile on your face. The End, Having Fun and Being Playful by Gina Brown. So ladies, there you have it. Have fun. Enjoy your life. And take a step and remember that it is important. And not only is it important, it really causes you to have reduced stress. And there's health components to it that really, really make a difference. If you follow me on Facebook, Gina Brown, you'll see that I post from time to time wellness tips. Drink water, exercise, do dance class, go take a run, go cycle, exercise, stay focused, drink green tea, all these things for me is fun. And I want you to have fun too. So thank you for joining us on Ladies Let's Talk with Coach Gina. My name is Gina Brown. Remember to go to Coach Gina, the website, coachgina.com. And if you are someone that is a speaker or has a service or product that you would like to share with our listening audience to be considered, go to the website and submit your information. In the meantime, remember to smile because it is good for the soul. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.